This past Monday, after 6 months living in sanctuary, Chavez's appeal was denied. Now, Chavez seeks an appeal at a higher court. Chavez is an engineer and mother of two daughters. She is from Honduras and came to the United States because she feared for the safety of herself and her family. I talked to Chavez on the phone along with Amy Dominguez from Unidad Inmigrante, a nonprofit group that supports immigrants. Chavez understands most English, but Dominguez translated when Chavez was unable to respond in English.
The reason why we fled Honduras in the first place is because I had a violent and abusive ex-partner that sent my daughter and I death threats. To go back to Honduras, I don't even know where I would stay. I don't know where I would even go.
Chavez says since entering the United States, she has obeyed all laws and cooperated with ICE. That is until she went to the airport to head back to Honduras and realized she couldn't go through with it.
ICE me estaba pidiendo autodeportar. I wanted to follow the ICE orders. However, to autodeport was to put my family at risk.
While living in sanctuary, Chavez is reliant on other people to obtain things she needs.
We depend on other people to bring us our groceries. If there's anything that my daughters need, we depend on other people to bring them to us here at the church. My eldest daughter has her classes here, and we do our very best to make sure that their lives are as normal as they could be. My youngest daughter, who's 6 months, has spent half of her life here in this church. She just recently started walking, and she took her first steps here in sanctuary.
ICE has had a policy that they don't make arrests at sensitive locations, such as schools and churches. However, recently ICE has made arrests near sensitive locations, causing concern for migrants and asylum seekers who have entered the United States without legal permission. And so, Chavez stays inside the church at all times. Chavez says her family, including parents and cousins, are in the United States, and so she has nothing to return to in Honduras. Looking forward, Chavez hopes to receive a stay of removal so she and her daughters can resume normal life while her appeal is processed, and ultimately hopes to be granted asylum.
I believe something that would give me great happiness would have my daughter return to her normal school and her normal classes. Secondly, I'd really like to further in my career and re-enter university here to advance. And of course, I'd like to continue the fight for other mothers that are facing similar situations as myself, victims of domestic abuse that are seeking asylum, and continue to be the voice for others and continue the fight to make sure that we are safe and protected in this country.
Chavez's appeal to reopen her case is through the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Dominguez says it could take up to 2 years to hear a decision from the court. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Tamsin Malloy.